Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And we bid a fond Portuguese ciao to Rio de Janeiro and the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. Of course, 4 years from now, we'll all be meeting again in Tokyo. But until then, we'll just have the memories of these games. But not so fast. Let's talk about what happened over the weekend since last we met. It was another great weekend for the Americans. And joining us right now is Liz Clark, sports writer for the Washington Post. You're still in Rio, Liz?
Yes, I am. I am packing as we speak, and most of us from the Post will fly out tonight. It's a long overnight flight back to the States, and so we wander back to D.C. Tuesday. There are a few will stay.
Listen, before we talk about that bizarro world closing ceremonies, which looked like something out of Dr. Seuss's acid trip, tell me about the games over the weekend. How did we do? Basketball was sort of a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Although, you know, the loss earlier in the Olympics of the U.S. women's soccer team kind of was a jolt and I think made everybody aware nothing's a given, you know, of course. But yes, indeed, both the U.S. men and women in basketball got their gold, which was terrific. For the host country, Brazil winning just a nail-biter of a soccer tournament to avenge Germany. I think everybody had to feel good for Brazil that they had their gold in the sport that is their national treasure. So that was great for them. There were, some surprising and delightful disappointments with I think the Mongolian wrestling coach stripping off his clothes in protest of something that didn't go their way.
I'm sure a lot of people may have seen that go by on social media or on cable where these coaches stripped down to their underwear in protest. What was that all about, though? What were they protesting?
You know, I have to explore Mongolian culture a little bit more. I mean, my only precedent for that is, you know, it had the opposite intent when Brandi Chastain ripped off her shirt, you know, to celebrate, I believe it was a U.S. Women's World Cup way back in the day.
Yeah.
So this was a new form of protest for me. I was covering just a thrilling boxing gold medal bout at the time where a young U.S. woman, Clarissa Shields, won her second gold, and she's the first U.S. boxer to win back-to-back gold. So that was a big deal in my world.
Okay.
But, you know, I felt really lucky to have started out the game covering gymnastics where it was just literally a gold rush and just wildly entertaining,
yes,
exuberant, delightful performances by the gymnasts that just reminded you the possibilities of the Olympics amid a backdrop where everybody was braced for, you know, grimness, if not total disaster.
All right, so there was this closing ceremony, which was pretty wild, and we also got to see, you know, the next host country, which is Tokyo, sort of made a presentation toward the end of that. And who would have thought that 61-year-old Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, would be such a wild and crazy and spontaneous kind of guy? He made an appearance there in sort of an unusual way.
Yes. No, I think that was delightful. But the bar for heads of state humor was set very, very high, if you recall, by the Queen of England herself, who appeared in a little spoof with James Bond, a video spoof at the opening ceremonies of London. So I think we have heads of state kind of rolling with it and being good sports.
For those who don't know, he appeared at the end as the character Super Mario.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, yes. So the Olympics always trying to appeal to the younger audience and keep their relevance, which we'll see how they do with that.
Well, is there any further fallout of the story about our four swimmers? We heard stories that that there was still some concern and still some debate as to whether the full story has come out. And I know that I don't know if you've seen it yet because you're in Rio and still packing and everything, but USA Today had a breakdown of the secret videos, the closed circuit videos, and they say, you know, the police may have exaggerated this story more than Lochte did. It still looks like an armed holdup to them, even if Lochte may have embellished the truth a bit.
I haven't seen that video. I've seen footage of the damage that at least one of the swimmers did in busting down the bathroom door. So I haven't seen anything okay. that makes me feel empathetic toward the swimmers.
Really? But you just said you just said the damage that the swimmers did. Are they still alleged to have done that, or have they actually come on camera and said, yes, we damaged that bathroom?
I don't think they've come on camera and said they've
right.
damaged the bathroom. I've not heard anything from, well, excuse me, I'm getting them all confused. I know one made a monetary payment and an apology. You know, to me, Lochte's cracks at telling his version of the story, his cracks at apologizing continue to fall short. He has a long road to go to make himself the victim in this,
okay.
I guess is what I would say.
Interesting.
Yeah, the local athletes, we've noted here earlier that Maryland, if Maryland were a country, it did very well, but our local athletes really acquitted themselves quite well.
Yes, that is tremendous. I think, you know, everybody expected Michael Phelps. Well, maybe they didn't. Actually, everybody expected Katie Ledecky to absolutely
yes.
crush.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tremendous. I think Phelps' relevance and dominance at his age was just a delightful surprise. But then there was a gold by a female wrestler, a young track star, you know, for D.C. So it was great. Great for Maryland, great for the D.C. area.
And Virginia, yeah, yeah, absolutely. A really good Olympics. All right, well, listen, come on home.
I'm just curious, how have you found your experience in Rio?
Well, you're sweet to ask. I tell you, I was braced for a lot of bad things. And I just thought, if I can get through this without, you know, some problem with personal safety, you know, losing my laptop, some disaster, it'll be good. And it was far better than that. Absolutely nothing bad happened. There were challenges every day for everybody, athletes including,
right.
you know, included. The food wasn't easy to get, and it was difficult to eat in a healthful manner. It was difficult to plan your day because logistics were kind of touch and go. But at the end of the day, we are here to see athletes perform, and it was the athletes who redeemed
well,
these
there you go.
Games.
All right.
Well, it should
nice,
be about the
nice
athletes.
Nice thought,
yeah.
Liz. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you joining us here this morning.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.